How big was it to get that stop on that last drive there right after you guys go down a 95-yard drive and score and to step up there?
Yeah, it was huge. We were in a similar situation at Mississippi State, you know, game on the line, and they were trying to drive. So I think we felt pretty comfortable, honestly, in that situation and just happy to pull it out. I think guys were excited.
Kleiman mentioned a couple times just how big this win was, you know, after going a month without OW. How big do you think it was?
It's huge just because we practiced so hard, and so the preparation that we put in to know that it paid off over a bye week, that was huge. And then just, you know, that winning feeling is contagious. So being able to go out to practice this week and really try to prepare for a really talented OU team that's going to come in here, that's everything going forward.
Coach gave a lot of credit to Devin for pinning TCU back deep and having to make them work a little harder and give you some support. What does that do for you to have a punter to rely on like that?
Oh, he's been so consistent all year. And, I mean, he has a very, very strong leg. And so for him to be able to pin guys down there and know that it gives us, you know, a little bit more of a cushion on defense. And so that gives us a good feeling knowing that we have a punter like that who's going to be able to kick it that far and always have our back.
I know you guys have so much confidence in Skyler, but what do you think a drive like today does for him in terms of for him going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just such a competitor, man. And that's just the one big thing with him is he's going to fight until the very end. I think you look at that play where he had to fight for the first down, and you know, he put his body out on the line and sacrificed it when a lot of other guys probably wouldn't have done that. And so to have a guy like that at quarterback for us, you know, the whole team rallies around a guy like that, and we all want to play our heart out too for someone like that as a leader and a competitor.
Can you take me through the defense after Duggan makes that long run for the touchdown? Mm-hmm. What was the mindset of everybody coming out on that next drive?
We just wanted to forget about it. On defense, you just have to have a very short-term memory. And, you know, the only thing we could do is focus on the next play. And so it's easy to try to, you know, think about what happened in the past and be frustrated about it, but that's not going to help you going forward. And so just learn from the mistakes. And, you know, we knew we were still in the game and just needed to make some stops, and that's exactly what we did.
Just having a bye week and then the losses on top of that kind of making you wait to get that contagious winning feeling again, does it make it feel that much better, I guess, having to wait that long?
I think so. I mean, over the bye week, we're all at home watching other teams play, so that's not fun when you don't get a chance to be out there, you know, winning games. And so, you know, through the course of a bye week, we knew we wanted to get out there, and we were anxious to get on the field again and to be able to come out here against a talented TCU team. It was a great win. It was a great team win.